baby, brush the dust of youth from off your shoulder. Now the years of threading days has lie behind you. Don't return to fields of green where rainbow secrets were told. Face your ragged doll with all the toys and paints and keys. I will show you games where the winner never wins. Let your hair hang down, wear the dress your mother wore. Let me sleep beside you. Dun 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 dun. Lock away your childhood and throw away the key. For now the streets and city sounds will burn your eyes as coals. We shall drink the oldest wine and velvet skies will linger. Child, you're a woman now, your heart and soul are free. I will hold a lighted lamp and we shall walk.
According to the latest world population survey, figures have reached danger point, my god. London, 15,075,000. New York, 80 million. Paris, 50 million and 30. China, 1,000 million. Police and spa nuts.
My studies include exophagy. I formed my own society to crush the power of fecundity. The world will overpopulate unless you claim infertility. So who will buy a drink for me, your messiah?
We are not your friends. We don't give a damn for what you're saying. We're here to live our lives.
I propose to give the pill free of charge to those that feel that they are not invertible. The crops are few, the cattle gone. There's only one way to linger on. So who will buy a drink for me, your messiah?
We are not your friends. We don't give a damn for what you're saying. We're here to live our lives.
Achtung! These are your orders. Anyone found guilty of consuming more than their allotted amount of air will be slaughtered and cremated.
I prepared a document legalizing mass abortion. We will turn a blind eye to infanticide.
We are not
not your friends. We don't give a damn for what you're saying. We're here to live our lives. You don't seem to hear me clear. Do I talk above your sphere? Let me explain my project, dear. Show you how I'll save the world, or let it die within the year. Why do you look that way at me, your messiah? We are not your friends. We don't give a damn for what you're saying. We're here to live our lives. We are hungry men. We don't give a damn for what you're saying. We're here to eat you.
We are here to eat you. This is this is an early Hetero Bowie night on Teenage Tragedies. We are listening to 60s era Bowie, the contemptible hippie Bowie. Stavros, I believe, has a story about, you know, from Please Kill Me.
Oh, God. Yeah. I see. Now I wish I could remember the names. So Please Kill Me, the oral history of punk rock.
So Bowie being, you know, proto-punk, but really coming out of the hippie movement. This is like 1967, Summer of Love stuff that he's recording.
Exactly. And a group of sort of transgressive, you know, New York drag queens are invited by Bowie, I think, to come to London.
And her name is Rat Vagina?
Something like that. I can't remember. It's one of those names that, you know, you wouldn't want to repeat to your mother, you know.
This is Rat Vagina.
Or introduce,
my mentor.
We've been working very closely. And they go to a Bowie show, you know, at his invitation. And they're just so disgusted by what they hear, because, of course, they hate everything associated with sort of hippie and hippie culture and hippie rock. And I thought I heard a gnome.
There's going to be some gnomes later.
It's channeling in from another dimension.
This is laughing gnome era Bowie.
Right, right. But anyway, so they're booing and heckling throughout the entire show, these honored guests of David Bowie. And of course, all of David Bowie's fans are mortified and trying to get them to stop heckling Bowie in probably some like passive aggressive sort of hippie way. And then Bowie sort of singles them out in the audience and sort of welcomes them and tells the whole audience that they're his honored guests, and they're very flattered. And then, of course, they become fast friends once they realize that he's this kind of swinging, you know, ambiguously gendered,
dress wearing,
right?
You know, got weird eyes, got one super dilated,
right,
different colored,
right,
eye.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Sort of, you know, rock and roll mime. And so then the rest is history.
Well, you know, a lot of these songs were actually put out as singles on a record label that I think is called Duram. He released an album in 1967 called David Bowie that just didn't sell at all.
Mm.
And then again in 19... And then he had Space Oddity.
Ah, okay, right.
And then he put out another album called David Bowie. Mm-hmm. In 1969, so it's the second David Bowie mm-hmm. self-titled album, and that had Space Oddity and some other tracks on it, and that's kind of what, you know, but it was really the single that cemented his reputation anyway,
right?
So that's really what we're playing tonight. We're playing David Bowie 1 and David Bowie 2, the Duran anthology, some live at the Beeb stuff. So the first stuff you heard was actually recorded live at the BBC. And it's really amazing to hear the difference, because you think it's actually Bowie so constrained by writing these novelty records. Mm-hmm. And then when he actually performs them live, they're just like so much. There's just so much fucking meat on the bone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of power.
You know, and if you listen to the original track, it's like bump, 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 bump.
Yeah.
I was walking. Well, that's Laughing Gnome, which we'll hear later.
Which is also, incidentally, one of Nick Noir's favorite David Bowie songs.
Well, that's a longstanding favoritism, I guess, because when when I was in, we're talking a lot about high school tonight. When I was in the high school wrestling
team,
Wayback
Machine, yeah,
you had to choose a song, kind of like WWF style, to represent you, that they would play
to when you're approaching the mat.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know. And so it was supposed to be like Inner Sandman or something, but to fuck with one of our friends who was really into David Bowie, we put on the Laughing Gnome, and he had to walk up on the mat and was like, hello. Laughing Gnome actually had some success in the UK, and after David Bowie became famous, it had some resurgence. And I remember hearing that at one point David Bowie was touring, and he was like, the fans are going to vote on what I should play. Right. And there was a big internet campaign on BowieNet, like his ISP,
yeah,
to like vote up Laughing Gnome until it was like the number one slot. And then he just shut down the voting and didn't honor any of the votes.
That's just, I mean,
because people wrote bots and stuff to vote for Laughing Gnome.
It's just, I mean, it's such an articulate argument against democracy.
Yeah,
just right there.
Mob rule. What you get. Well, Laughing Gnome and Other Treasures are coming up. This is 60s era Bowie to celebrate the man, myth, the legend, and following up on Stavros's excellent show, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
You know, this, I think it's the first time I've ever praised.
That has to be the first time.
I don't like to look back. You know, I don't like to look into the past.
No. Let's just keep moving forward.
Okay. Love You Till Tuesday is up next. We had Let Me Sleep Beside You live at the BBC, and We Are Hungry Men. And now Love You Till Tuesday on BFF.FM.
Just look through your window. Look who sits outside. Little me is waiting, standing through the night. When you walk out through your door, I'll wave my flag and shout, ah, beautiful baby, my burning desire started on Sunday. Give me your heart and I'll love you till Tuesday. Da 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 da. Who's that hiding in the apple tree? To a branch. Don't be afraid, it's only me, hoping for a little romance. If you lie beneath my shade, I'll keep you nice and cool. Ah, beautiful baby, I was very lonely till I met you on Sunday. My passion's never ending, and I'll love you till Tuesday. Da 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 da. Let the wind blow through your hair. Be nice to the big blue sea. Don't be afraid of the man in the moon, because it's only me. I shall always want you until my love runs dry. Baby, my heart's aflame, I'll love you till Tuesday. My head's in a whirl, and I'll love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Well, I might be able to stretch it till Wednesday.
Thank you. There's a little churchyard just along the way. Used to be Lambeth's finest array of tombstones, epitaphs, wreaths, flowers, all that jazz, till the war came along and someone dropped a bomb on the lot. And in this little yard there's a little old man with a little shovel in his little bitty hand. He seems to spend all his days puffing fags and digging graves. He hates the Reverend Vicar and he lives all alone in his home.
Excuse me.
Please, Mr. Grave Digger, don't feel ashamed as you dig little holes for the dead and the maimed. Please, Mr. Grave Digger, I couldn't care if you found a golden locket full of some girl's hair and you put it in your bucket. Pour it down. A mother doesn't know about your sentimental joy. She thinks it's down below with the rest of her toys. A ma wouldn't understand, so I won't tell. So keep your golden locket all safely hid away in your pocket. Yes, Mr. GD, you see me every day. Standing in the same spot by a certain grave. Mary Ann was only 10, full of life and oh so gay. And I was the wicked man who took her life away. Very selfish. Oh, God. No, Mr. GD, you won't tell. And just to make sure that you keep it to yourself, I've started digging holes, my friend, and this one here's for you. Look at our girl. It's pipey, that's not one of them. Oh, was this? Dog should be allowed to do it. Bloody upset. Bowdy or something at this rate.
Rubber band. There's a rubber band that plays tunes out of June in the library garden Sunday afternoon, while a little chappie waves a golden wand. Rubber band. In 1912 I was so handsome and so strong. My moustache was stiffly waxed and 1 foot long. And I loved a girl while you played tea time tunes. Dear rubber band, you're playing my tune out of tune. Rubber band, won't you play a haunting theme again for me? While I eat my scones and drink my cup of tea. The sun is warm, but it's a lonely afternoon. Rubber band, how I wish that I had joined your rubber band. We'd have played in library parks throughout the land, and one Sunday afternoon I'd find my love. Rubber band. In the 1418 war I went to sea. Thought my Sunday love was waiting home for me. Now she's married to the leader of your band.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man, scarlet and grey, chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Ought to report you to the gnome office.
Gnome office.
I'm a laughing gnome.
said the laughing no. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
I've got a light boy.
Yeah, where do you come from?
No land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. Oh, I'd like to hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's on
Metro Road. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we are nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney and we're living on caviar and honey. Because they're earning me lots of money fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course.
Settles down, undetected by the stars, and the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep, and the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy imprisoned 'neath the covered wooden shaft. Folds the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smolders, blankets smoke into the room, and the day will end for some. As the night begins for one, solitary sun. From the mountain called Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly, and the patience in his sight gives no indication for the townsman to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dog. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night to cry. It's really me.
Really, 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 really
mountain moved his eyes to the world of real life, where the snow had saved a place for the wild. Dreadful cry as the rope began to rise, for the smile stayed on the face of the wide-eyed boy from Green Cloud. And the women once proud clutched the heart of the crowd as the boulder smashed down from the mountain's hand, and the magic and the stare of the wild-eyed boy said, "Stop, Green Cloud, they won't be down." Oh. The cottages fell like rain caught hell, the tears on the face of the wise boy came trembling down to the rumbling ground, and the missionary mystic of peace love stumbled back to cry among the clouds. Back the pebbles from the Free Cloud Mountain track. Let me introduce you to the gang. Johnny plays the sitar, he's an existentialist. Once he had a name, now he plays our game. You won't feel so good now that you've joined the gang. Molly is the model in the ads. Crazy clothes and acid, full of soul and crazy hip. Someone switched her on, then her beam went wrong. Cause she can't switch off now that she's joined the gang. Arthur is a singer with a band. Arthur drinks two bottles just before he goes on stage. Look at Arthur rave, all the kids have paid. They want to see the croaking man who joined the gang. You won't be alone, we've all got beery grins. It's a big illusion, but at least you're in. At least you're in. This club's called The Web, it's this month's pick. Next month we shall find a place where prices ain't so stiff. 15 bob a coke, right, that's past a joke. This is how to spend now that you joined the gang. This is what to do now that you're here. Sit round doing nothing altogether very fast. Psychedelic stars throwing down cigars. They're picking up the joints now that they've joined the gang.
Got to go far, far, London by Tata. make up your mind. Red light, green light, you're much too unkind. She loves to love all beauty, and she says the norm is funny. But she whimpers in the morning when she finds she has no money.
So this is the raw talent of David Bowie in action.
Just, you know, unadulterated.
Before he was famous, you know, before
before he was spoiled before, by the public eye.
Yeah, no, I'm really into like really early Bowie, like London by Tata Bowie.
Yeah.
We were just talking. I think, you know, I think it's London, comma, by, comma, Tata.
Ta-ta. Like Tata for now.
Tata. Not, I don't think it's a reference to tits or anything. I think it's like... this is a song that has puzzled me for years, and I just figured it out.
You just cracked the code.
Yeah, just cracked the code. The Bowie code.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. Nick
Lauer. Soon to be a movie with... what is that actor from Castaway? Tom Hanks.
Oh, right, right.
God, I'd love to see him play David Bowie. That'd be awesome. Oh, God. Velvet Goldmine. So we had Love You Till Tuesday, Please Mr. Greg Gravedigger. That's the super weird song where he's like sniffling. He's like, where's the gravedigger? please take out the pocket watch from my pocket gown. Please throw the dirt on my face. You know, oh, Mr. Gravedigger. And it's raining super hard. And then we had Rubber Band, which is probably one of the worst David Bowie songs ever. And it was a single. We're a rubber band playing rubber songs for a rubber man.
Do you think that was like the label that just decided that that was going to tear up the charts?
Oh, fucking. He was desperate for a hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, Laughing Gnome, which was the next song, failed to chart, surprisingly.
It was shocking. Truly shocking.
It's got some great puns, though.
It does. London School of Economics.
Economics. That's Fred. He's a metronome. So yeah, imagine a teenage boy getting ready, you know, to wrestle, and subjected to that song.
You mean pumped up?
Pumped up, fucking pumped,
getting fucking.
Well,
pumped.
You know, I mean, wrestling is kind of about not being caught, right? So
it's true,
not being caught in a trap.
Try to catch me if you can.
Yeah, just be a laughing gnome.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's good advice. And then the Wild Eyed Boy from Freakloud, which I really love. You know, stop Free Cloud. They won't think to cut you down. It is such a hippie song. It's amazing.
Well, right. And I was thinking the whole time how much it, especially that section where he really gets into the Free Cloud narrative, how much it reminded me of Rush.
Oh, it's so proggy. I mean,
like, it's incredibly it's proggy.
I mean, like Bowie was touching all these different influences, right?
Right, but I mean the worst aspects of all of them.
I think you're being too harsh. I think that the Wild-Eyed Boy from Free Cloud deserves a renaissance. And
fair enough, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Get on the ground floor of the
Radio Land
Free Cloud renaissance.
Radio Land, start posting it on Facebook. Be like, this is the best Bowie song of all. And then we had Join the Gang, super weird Bowie song. And London by Tata live at the Beeb. We're going to play another live track of Karma Man. I believe that was another single that Bowie, another failed single that Bowie released prior to Space Oddity. And then, another Beeb track. And then Come and Buy My Toys, which I really enjoy.
Look forward to hearing
that. On BFF.fm.
fingertips, sunlit sideshow stalls, they throw the balls at coconut fur that hides behind colored shies that blind your eyes. Every child's mother holds an ice cream cone, they circle round, perceived unknown by an eye that peers from a hole in the tent where no one goes. A figure sitting cross-legged on the floor, he's cloaked and clothed in saffron robes, his beads are all he owns. Slow down, slow down, someone must have said, let's slow down. Skin depicting scenes from human zoos, impermanent toys like peace and war, a gentle face you've seen before. Karma man tattooed on your side, the wheel of life, I see my times and who I've been, I own the dig now and I don't know why. I struggle hard to take these pictures in, but all my friends can see is just the pinkness of his skin. Slow down, slow down, someone must have said it.
Smiling girls and rosy boys, come and buy my little toys. Monkeys made of gingerbread and sugar horses painted red. Rich men's children running past, their fathers dressed in hose. Golden hair and mud of many acres on their shoes. Gazing eyes and running wild past the stocks and over stiles. Kiss the wind, oh merry child, but come and buy my toys. You've watched your father plough the fields with a ram's horn, sowed it wide with peppercorn and furrowed with a bramble thorn. Reaped it with a sharpened scythe, threshed it with a quill. The miller told your father that he'd work it with the greatest will. Now your watching's over, you must play with girls and boys. Leave the parsley on the stalls, come and buy my toys. You shall own a cambric shirt. You shall work your father's land. But now you shall play in the market square till you be a man. Smiling girls and rosy boys, come and buy my little toys. Monkeys made of gingerbread and sugar horses painted red.
Have the time to learn the ways of you, sir, Mr. Grown-up. There's a special place in the rhubarb fields, underneath the leaves. It's a secret place, and adults aren't allowed there, Mr. Grown-up. Go away, sir. Charlie Brown's got half a crown, he's gonna buy a kite. Jimmy's ill with chicken pox, and Tommy's learned to ride his bike. Tiny Tim sings prayers and hymns, he's so small we don't notice him. He gets in the way, but we always let him play with us. Mother calls, but we don't hear. There's lots more things to do. It's only 5 o'clock and we're not tired yet, but we will be very shortly. Sissy Stephen plays with girls, someone made him cry. Tony climbed a tree and fell, trying hard to touch the sky. Tommy lit a fire one day, nearly burnt the field away. Tommy's mum found out, but he put the blame on me and Ray. There is a happy land where only children live. You've had your chance, and now the doors are closed, sir. Mr. Grown-up, go away, sir. Boop, 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 boop
This is Teenage Tragedies. You've been listening to 60s David Bowie. We had an exciting Silly Boy Blue just there, alive at the Beeb, BBC. And we had Karma Man in the Heat of the Morning, Come and Buy My Toys. A very creepy There Is a Happy Land and then Silly Boy Blue. You know, I had more material planned, but we ran out of time, and I think maybe the most interesting thing for you guys out there in Radio Land would be to hear a couple of Space Oddity demos, so I'm going to play those instead. So coming up, we've got Space Oddity, I think both the official demo and then the original first demo that Bowie ever created.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. Right. Here on BFF.fm, what better way to pay tribute to the man than with the original versions of his most famous original song?
This true source, the origin.
Ground Control.
Yeah.
This is it. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Nick Noir, and we have Stavros here filling in on Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control to Major Tom.
8. 7. 6.
Commencing
5.
Down engines on. God's love be with you.
control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. Here am I floating round my tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. Spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear? Am I sitting in a tin can? There's nothing I can do.
Do what we can with the material that we now do, and some of it is being considered as single material, but we'll leave that up to you to sort out. Anyway, the first one's called Space Oddity. Go.
Control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Down engines on.
3, 2.
Checking one.
Glass of tea with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different. Nothing I can do.
Though I'm past 100,000 miles, I'm feeling very still. And I think my spaceship knows which way to go.